The coronavirus pandemic spiraling out of control. Cases per day on the rise in 49 states and deaths are climbing in 39. A month ago, the U.S. was experiencing about 730 deaths per day. That number is now up to 970. Joining us live to talk more about it, CBS News Chief Medical Correspondent, Dr. Jonathan LaPook. Dr. LaPook, we suspected that things would get worse as the months grew colder, but did you think it would be this bad?
Boy, I had hoped it wouldn't be, but here we are. You know, we have more than 145,000 cases a day. Hospitalizations are more than 65,000. We've topped 10 million in terms of total cases and 240,000 deaths. So remember at the beginning when we were talking about bending the curve? I think we are at that same place right now because we are at this inflection point. We have all this good news in terms of the vaccine efficacy that's coming out. It looks like it's much better than had been predicted or even expected at more than 90%. The Moderna data is going to be coming out soon, and it's the same type of platform as the Pfizer that showed such good efficacy. So we're hoping that it has a similar type result. And then we have some therapeutics, the monoclonal antibodies that give you some hope for treatment early on. But now, on the other hand, we've got to sort of buy time in the next few months so that we can keep the cases down and give a time for the vaccine to roll out, because the vaccine's going to take time to roll out over the course of 2021.
So what do you think we can do between now and the time that we are distributing the vaccine to keep this under control? Are we possibly looking at, you know, more severe restrictions or going back to some of the shutdowns that we experienced in the spring?
Yeah, I mean, you hope that for the first time our country starts rowing in the same direction. We have not been rowing in the same direction. The CDC just came out with another report saying, look, these face masks not only protect other people, but it can protect you too. So this is so simple, doing the physical distancing, doing the face masks, and understanding that you want to try to avoid crowds, that when you're indoors, since now we know that there is this aerosol data, when you're indoors with somebody that's not in your same pod, you really have to wear a mask, even if the person's 10 feet away, 15 feet away, because depending upon ventilation, the virus could potentially go out in these droplets. And outdoors is safer than indoors. I think around the holiday season now and going forward, I know for thousands of years we've associated eating with socialization. Maybe we need to turn a little bit of a screw in our heads and dissociate them for a while. Eat first, then get together and socialize with people. I know it's Thanksgiving. I know we like to eat and talk, but I just think in terms of the potential risks there, it's just not worth it right now in the middle of the worst part of the pandemic.
Is testing where you would like it to be at this point, or is there still a lot of room for improvement there?
There's definitely room for improvement. We really need to be able to have a quick test. In the United States of America, you cannot tell me, you know, I'm quoting Tony Fauci, so I'm pretending this is coming from me, but I interviewed him, and he said in the middle of this interview that I did for 60 Minutes, he said, you cannot tell me in the United States of America, we cannot develop a test that's accurate, that you can get a result within 5 minutes at home on a little piece of paper that you spit onto or something similar to that. And we should be able to have that frequently, because right now, people are having the same types of questions all the time. You know, should I go to school? I've been exposed. Do I know if I'm infected or not? And remember, the thing that's tripping people up is the 2 to 14 day incubation period. And we cannot say this enough. If you get exposed today, let's say you are infected today, you may not become infectious, meaning able to infect other people, for anywhere from 2 to 14 days. That means that you can be tested every single day. The next day, the next day, the next day, and then be negative, 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 and suddenly on day 5 or 7 or 9 or 10, turn positive. Mm. So people are taking these tests and thinking, okay, I'm fine. I can now see grandma a couple of days from now because, you know, it takes a few days even to get the results back often. So that if we had just a test that we could do every day at home that was accurate, think about what a difference that would make. We don't have that yet.
Mm. Dr. LaPook, we'll be checking back with you, obviously, as the number of cases and hospitalizations continue to spike. This is a new and growing concern with another phase of this pandemic. That is CBS Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Jonathan LaPook.